The Ryder Cup matches are underway this morning in County Kildare, Ireland. The United States is trying to break Europe's recent stranglehold on the Cup. 2 years ago, playing on home soil, the United States was beaten by an embarrassing score of 18.5 to 9.5. Commentator John Feinstein is watching to see what happens this year. John, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
You've described this as maybe golf's most nerve-wracking event. Why would that be?
Because it's the only event in golf where you're part of a team and you're representing your country. Now, you can throw in the President's Cup, but that just doesn't have the tradition or the background of the Ryder Cup. This is really the United States versus Europe. It's one tour versus another. You depend on your teammates. You play with a partner the first 2 days. And if you screw up, it's not just you screwing up, it's you screwing up for your whole team and for your country. Tom Watson, when he captained the team in 1993, told his players the night before the matches began, this is the only event in golf where your legs will shake on the first tee. And most guys who have played in it agree with that assessment.
Old Europe, as somebody called it, has just been whacking the United States upside the head.
They really have. They've won 4 of the last 5 times in Ryder Cup play. They've retained the Cup 7 of the last 10 times. And the U.S., for the first time really since 1993, when they won the Cup, interestingly, is the underdog this time, because even though Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Jim Furyk are on the U.S. team, the world's top 3 players, there are 4 Ryder Cup rookies who many people feel playing in Ireland on the road will have a difficult time.
Why hasn't Tiger Woods been more of a factor in these events?
Yeah, very good question. I think some of it has to do with the fact that Tiger was trained that the most important thing in golf is winning major championships. He even made a crack about that 2 years ago when he was asked about his mediocre Ryder Cup record. And he said, well, does anybody know what Jack's Ryder Cup record was? Referring to Jack Nicklaus, the all-time leading winner of major championships. Well, when Nicklaus played in the Ryder Cup in the 60s and 70s, the U.S. dominated so much that your Ryder Cup record wasn't that important. Now your Ryder Cup record is important. Everybody is hoping this is the weekend that Tiger finally understands that the Ryder Cup does matter, that it is part of your legacy, especially if you are the greatest player in the history of the game.
Just to explain this for people, sometimes the golfers are playing one-on-one, an American against a European. Sometimes it's two-on-two. And in the majority of those situations, Tiger Woods, you're saying, is lost.
Yeah, particularly two-on-two, which is the way you play the first 2 days. His record's 5-10-1 in team matches where he has a partner. David Faraday, the CBS commentator, probably summed it up best a couple years ago when he said Tiger's kindergarten teacher wrote on his report card, does not play well with others. If the U.S. is going to win, Tiger's going to have to play well with others this weekend.
Do you have one memory of the Ryder Cup that stands out for you, John?
I do. It was in 1999 at Brookline, the last time the United States won. The last match between Colin Montgomery and the late Payne Stewart had gone to the 18th hole. The U.S. had already clinched the Cup, and the crowd had been terrible to Colin Montgomery all day, the U.S. crowd. And on the 18th hole, Colin Montgomery had a 20-foot putt that he needed to make to win the match. And Payne Stewart walked over, knowing his team had already won, picked up his ball and handed it to him and conceded him the putt because he felt that was an appropriate act of sportsmanship given the way Montgomery had been treated by the crowd. It gave me chills when I saw it. And, of course, that was Payne Stewart's last public act because he was killed in that plane crash a month later.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein. His latest book is called Vanishing Act, Mystery at the U.S. Open.